Today we're going to blend a bassline turn into a lightweight, pitchable audio resource in Ableton Live 12, perfect for that jungle old-school DNB vibe and designed to keep your CPU usage low. We'll capture the character of a processed MIDI bass, split it into a mono sub and a gritty mid/high layer, and make it playable and simpler for quick variations. Follow a resampling first workflow so you can keep the sound, but drop the heavy synths and effects. Start by preparing your source. Set your project around 170 to 175 BPM and have your MIDI bass track ready. The turn is a short pitch roll, slide, or a fast 1/16/1/8 fill. Make the synth sound how you want, including any distortion or modulation that gives it character, because we're going to commit that coloration to audio. Step 1. Resample to audio. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling. Arm the track. Set a 1 or 2 bar record range to cover the turn, and record while the loop plays. Live will capture the instrument and any processing. Trim the resulting clip so it starts cleanly on the transient, and consolidate it into a neat file. If you prefer to commit immediately, you can freeze and flatten the instrument track, but remember that's destructive. Keep a copy of the original MIDI track if you might want edits later. Step 2. Clean and prepare the clip. Turn warp off on the clip unless you absolutely need tempo matching, because warping costs CPU and can add artifacts. Use clip gain to set level, and add a tiny fade in and out on the clip edges to avoid clicks. Step 3. Create 2 lightweight layers from that one resample. Duplicate the clip so you have 2 copies. On track A, your sub-layer, use 1 EQA to low-pass around 120-150 Hz and remove highs. Set utility to mono below that region. Keep this chain minimal. Avoid saturation here. Preserve a clean low end. On track B, your character layer, high pass at roughly 60-80 Hz to protect the sub, then add a saturator for grit and an EQ boost around 800 Hz to 2K Hz for bite. Combine EQ moves into 1 EQ8, where possible to reduce device count. Keep the chain short and simple. No heavy reverbs or multiple convolution devices. If you want to freeze those device settings, but free the CPU, resample the character layer into a new audio track, while soloing it, then delete the original devices that preserve sound while lowering CPU. Step 4. Make the resample playable and catchable with low CPU. Drag the resample into simpler and classic mode. Simpler is much lighter than a synth plus FX. Use the transpose knob and the start marker to create variations, and enable crossfade loop if you're looping a section. For quick variations, build an instrument rack with 2 simpler chains, one with the whole turn pitched for different notes, another trimmed and filtered for an alternate texture. Map a macro to crossfade or to the chain selector for fast performance changes. Step 5. Spatial effects without the CPU hit. Route a single short reverb on return A and a simple delay on return B. Keep reverb decay short and send only small amounts from the character layer, maybe 10 to 15%. Using one shared return keeps a coherent space and avoids multiple, heavy instances. Control width and mono the low end with utility after each layer. Step 6. Automate lightweight variations. Use simpler transpose or the rack transpose macro for quick pitch bends instead of resynthesizing. Automate macro knobs for slight saturation or high shelf boosts on some hits to keep the turn interesting. Automating the device activate switch to 0 or 1 is an efficient way to turn devices completely off when not needed and save CPU. When you're happy, commit the final result. Consolidate or render your simpler chains and audio layers to a stereo audio track, or freeze and flatten to free devices. That single stereo render will drastically reduce CPU usage in large sessions. Watch for common mistakes. Don't leave warp on. It spikes CPU and can add artifacts. Don't keep heavy synths and mini effects active after you've captured the sound. Don't use separate reverb instances per track. And always mono the low end to avoid phase issues. Avoid saturating the sub layer. Keep distortion on the character layer only. Trim clip starts and add fades to remove clicks and unnecessary processing. A few pro tips. Always keep an editable copy before flattening. Duplicate and label the original synth track as Keep MIDI. Solo the source when resampling so you only capture what you want. Aim for headroom when recording the take, around -3 to 6 dB. Use simpler classic for pitch variations, and if you need several pitch ranges, render a few pre-tuned samples to avoid aliasing. Combine EQ moves into a single EQ8 whenever possible. Check the CPU meter before and after resampling to see your savings. Save resampled turns into a project samples folder with BPM and key in the file name for later reuse. Mini practice exercise, in a new set at 174 BPM, program a 1-bar bass line with a short 1/8 turn at the end using a stock synth. Resample that bar to a new audio track, trim and consolidate, duplicate the clip. Make a sub-layer with a low-pass and mono utility, and a character layer with HPF, saturator, and an EQ boost. Drag the main resample into Simpler Classic. Map Macro 1 to Simpler Transpose and Macro 2 to Saturator Drive on the character layer. Create a single short reverb on a return and send about 10-15% from character. Finally, freeze and disable the original synth track and compare the CPU meter before and after. Aim for a 30-50% reduction while keeping the perceived character. Recap. Capture the turn via resampling or freeze and flatten. Split it into a clean mono sub and a saturated character layer. Load the turn into Simpler for pitchable variations. Use one shared send for spatial effects. And commit renders when you're happy. This workflow preserves that old-school jungle punch and flavor while freeing CPU headroom for drums, breaks, and arrangement. Keep a disciplined resampling mindset. Think capture and inventory. Always save editable versions and name your files clearly. With this approach, you get the sonic fingerprint you want without the ongoing CPU cost. Go try it, and enjoy the extra headroom for your breaks and arrangement.